Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team thanks you for downloading the Rich Zeoli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we will work to gain your trust, your confidence, and in turn, develop a relationship with you, the Rich Zeoli listener.
I want to go to a great friend of the show, and I appreciate him making time for us this morning. Representative Guy Reschenthaler, Pennsylvania. How you doing, my friend?
Good, Rich. Thanks for having me on, and good morning to you, too.
So how are things in Washington right now?
It's an absolute mess. I'm a little disgusted by the fact that the far-left Democrats basically held this bill hostage for 72 hours. That's 72 hours where folks went without being able to pay bills. Those that are waitresses, those that had construction workers with sites shut down, those guys are feeling the pain. And the Democrats just held this up for a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, they really did. And they wanted some crazy things in there. I mean, the Green New Deal stuff and all kinds of other wacky lefty agenda ideas. They were trying to pack it all in. I'm glad that everybody pushed back on that, because normally they always get their way with this stuff.
Well, we'll see what the details of this bill are. I'm going to start to review it actually as soon as I'm off the phone with you. But, you know, the devil's in the details. So we'll see how successful the Democrats were. But it shows you just the Democrats are in just such lockstep, and they're moving toward this far left socialism platform. You had Ilhan Omar yesterday, who said that she wants to nationalize all the hospitals. It's, you know, Italy has nationalized hospitals, and the death toll is in the hundreds a day there. That will not solve the problem. That's not helpful. So we'll see what happens. But I've got a resolution I signed on to with Representative Jim Banks that puts blame where blame needs to go, and that's on the Chinese Communist government for lying about this virus and for allowing it to spread from Wuhan.
Good, good. I'm so glad to hear that, because I every day, Guy, on this program, I wind up saying and reminding people that the Chinese communist regime is to blame here, and the Chinese people have no advocate. We have to be their advocate and make sure the world remembers what they did here.
Exactly. And the people that spoke up about this, I forget the physician's name, I think it was Wen Lang, but a 30-some-year-old physician who said, we've got a virus that we've never seen before. The Communist Party detained him, and he eventually died. There's others that have reported this virus in China that they don't know where they are. They've disappeared. So in the Chinese, we know, have lied about the numbers of deaths. They were slow to say this can be passed from human to human. And then you have some propaganda coming out from China saying that it was actually the U.S. military that released this. Just really crazy talk that's being tolerated. And the media has given China a free pass on this when they could have acted in December to lock down Wuhan, be honest with the world community, bring in scientists and doctors from the United States to help combat this. Instead, they let it spread all over the world.
You know, I have a hard time believing that the situation in China is under control now. I really do. I just don't believe anything that comes out of that country.
Well, it's interesting how the mainstream media says there's no new cases reported in China. Yet what they fail to report is there's no new cases because the Chinese have stopped testing for new cases. So it's convenient how they omit that critical part of information. We also know that the Chinese were incredibly slow out the gate to admit this could be passed from human to human. And that might sound like a small detail, But if they would have admitted that it can be human-to-human spread, then other nations would have known that if they would have locked down travel from China, we would have had a chance at combating the spread of this.
And that's exactly right. However, in our country, we had people like Mayor Jim Kenney of Philadelphia telling everybody it's racist to even discuss the coronavirus. It's just fear mongering by Donald Trump and his people, and everything's fine. And come to Chinatown and have dinner and all this other stuff. And when the president did the right thing by saying travel from that area has to stop, they call them xenophobic. It's ridiculous.
Right. And if we would have listened to the president when he said shut down travel from China, we would have been in a much better position. But instead, everybody was backbiting, second guessing him. And then as soon as the virus lands in the United States, then those same people that were calling the president racist and calling him xenophobic, they're the first ones that said we should have had greater restrictions and we need to shut down right now. So the president is in a lose-lose situation here. Thankfully, he does not care about that. He's there to lead and he's going to do the right thing. And I'm very happy that we have President Trump in office right now.
Congressman Guy Rechenthaler is with me. He represents Pennsylvania in the United States House of Representatives. I saw him in person at the White House. He became my friend, and I'm very glad he's back with me today. Member of the House Judiciary Committee and also former JAG. You are an attorney. You know the law. And I think it's really, really important from an international perspective that what China did here to their own people, because a lot of people died and a lot of people were very, very sick. And then, of course, what they did to other countries around the world. You know, in my opinion, Guy, the world and history has to record it properly. And every time we're told by the politically correct left in the media, do not call it the Wuhan virus, do not call it the China virus, do not call it the Chinese virus. It's almost like an attempt to cover up for the communist regime. We're not being racist towards Chinese people. We're not trying to hurt Chinese people. We are trying to hold the communist regime of China responsible. This is where the outbreak began, no different than Lyme disease in Connecticut. And we have to remember that going forward.
You're exactly right. And we have to remember that a lot of the mainstream media outlets are trying to treat China or treating China with kid gloves because they're scared to death that their reporters will be expelled from China. They're
really
afraid that the Chinese companies will not run ads in their newspapers. Right. So a lot of folks are kowtowing to the Chinese because they have these pecuniary interests. And it hasn't really worked because we know that the mainstream media has, to a certain extent, been kicked out of mainland China. They expelled reporters from the Wall Street Journal, from the New York Times, et cetera. So it's not working. It's also incredibly hypocritical because we do name these viruses from where they originate. Spanish influenza, German measles, SARS stands for South Asian Respiratory Syndrome, MERS, Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome. So to now all of a sudden say it's somehow xenophobic to call this the Wuhan virus ignores history and ignores reality.
What you said just a minute ago, Guy, about how the media is scared of the Chinese government, that they won't be able to run ads in their newspapers, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, we've seen that with Hollywood. We've seen that with other companies, you know, Nike, Apple, et cetera. They're all so afraid of them. I mean, is that really what it comes down to them? It comes down to that sort of greed?
Well, it comes down to greed and a willingness to sell out the free world and sell out democracies. You know, Hollywood will go above and beyond to bash the United States, yet they'll kowtow to China. You see it with their movies. You saw it with the last Top Gun movie where Tom Cruise couldn't have a patch on that was Taiwanese, right? You see it in the fact that the Chinese have expelled any movies with Brad Pitt in it because Brad Pitt had the movie 7 Years in Tibet. Scripts will be changed so that the Chinese will not. There's a reason why all the bad guys in Bond movies have British accents. It's because they're not allowed to have somebody that's Asian portray a bad guy because China will not allow that person to be the nemesis in a movie that's aired in China. You also see it with our social media. You have these companies, they'll help the Chinese Communist Party monitor its people to bring in restrictions. Yet here, everything is fair game in the United States.
Guy Reschenthal is with me. Congressman represents the 14th District, which is Southeast Pennsylvania and wait, Southwest or Southeast? My directions are all off.
Southwest Pennsylvania.
Southwest. Thank you. I'm sorry. It's been one of those mornings already. He's a graduate from Penn State and also Duquesne. And after law school, he fulfilled a lifelong dream and joined the United States Navy Judge Advocate General Corps and volunteered for duty in Iraq. I really appreciate your service, not only in Iraq, but also your service in the United States House of Representatives. You're really working hard for our region, our area, and I really appreciate that. I think one of the things, Guy, that this resolution that you're doing here, you're sponsoring on holding China accountable, is really important for history, because much like the terrorists you prosecuted in Baghdad, much like regimes around the world who have committed genocide against their people or have repressed their people, at the heart of it in China, as I see it, is no freedom of speech for people to come out and speak about it. No freedom of the press for people to be able to report on this. If we had had those things in place in December, a whole lot of lives would be saved. We would not right now be dealing with this global pandemic. We would not be right now talking about possibly entering into a Great Depression.
We wouldn't. We would have been able to isolate this in Wuhan. We would have been able to get our scientists on the ground, our doctors on the ground there to help combat this. Despite what the mainstream media says, we have the most top of the line cutting edge medical researchers and doctors. We could have had them deployed to Wuhan to do this. Instead, the Chinese lied about it, said it wasn't human spread, and they allowed all these people to travel from Wuhan for the Lunar New Year, which is a huge holiday over there, and then it spread throughout China. So they were not honest. We should have been involved right away. It's really sad what's going on.
And when you look at the economy right now, I know the president wants the country reopened by Easter. Do you think that's realistic?
Right. Well, I think it's thoughtful for him to say we're going to try to take a look and reassess. You know, that's called legislating. That's called leading. But we got to wait and see. What I'm afraid of is as soon as we allow this lockdown to expire, people to go out, we're going to have a quick spread of the disease. With the Spanish influenza, we saw that happen where there was a lockdown. We thought it was contained, then it had a second life, which is really scary. What we need to do, though, is we need to buy as much time as possible. Hopefully we can get some idea of what medicines treat this. We can get more respirators online, more masks online, so that if and when we do have a surge, that the healthcare industry is ready to handle it.
Well said. Congressman Guy Reschenthaler, Southwest Pennsylvania, 14th District in the United States House of Representatives. We appreciate all your hard work, my friend. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Likewise, Rich. Thanks so much. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.